I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Taliban is stepping up their attacks in Afghanistan as the country heads into elections. Speaking to us from the Middle East, E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says keeping voters at bay is the key to the terrorist goal.
The Taliban would like to go back how it was before 2001, and they'd like to reverse the progress of the country. If they can intimidate people from voting, they're going to have a much stronger presence in the country.
Support E3's work in these areas by supporting pastors there. Next, prior to the deadly attacks in Mombasa, Kenya last Sunday, an Open Doors partner said he was warned of another threat. This partner works in the hostile northeastern border region with Somalia. Someone in the community warned him the tactics are changing and the government and church leaders are now being targeted by extremists. This partner says while they remain wary, it won't stop gospel outreach. Find specific ways to pray at our website. And the registered church in China is old. Few young people attend. China Partner is doing something about it, but it's a little controversial. They're starting youth ministry training. China Partner's Linda Pervanecki is the director of their new Youth Serve program. Why is it controversial?
Anybody under the age of 18 cannot be proselytized.
Pervanecki says there's a little wiggle room in the law.
The government seems to be lenient about understanding that adults that have kids and want to go to church, they need some kind of child care for their children. But really, the child care is what we would understand Sunday school.
They've started small group meetings following that youth ministry training, help fund this new work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available the new Casting Crown CD, Thrive with Your Best Gift.
It's time for us to more than just survive.
Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your copy or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.